Welcome to Legacy of Mom Podcast. I'm Tina. I'm here with Britt. Hey, Britt.
Hi,
How you doing?
I'm good. I just
I
got back from Costco.
Oh yeah, the Costco trip. Yay.
I
It's so
love
fun. What
Costco.
is it about Costco and Sam's Club?
You know what? It's like the adult playground. And I think it's because it's like, I've talked to Troy about this so many times. It's like the satisfaction of getting so many things at once so that you like know that you don't have to like roll out of your house every other day to the grocery store. Like you just like you have it. And it's like, oh, I got a deal. Well,
I
most of
know.
the
I
time.
think that's a thing too in their clothes. Like you get name brand clothes for such a good deal. Like
Yeah.
I like most of my wardrobe is from Sam's Club and Walmart, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, but anyway. So today on the podcast, we want to talk about what true self-care is that we live in this culture where it's all about self, 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 right? And it's all about what, you know, these like self-care. That means I'm going to go and I'm going to have my nails done and I'm going to get my toes done and I'm going to do all these things, right? And I mean, that's good. We're not saying that you can't do those things, but that's not the kind of self-care the Jesus mom needs. And I guess that's where we're coming from today. It's like true self-care is really inward. It has nothing to do with anything outwardly. And
Right.
that's, isn't
Spiritual.
that,
Spiritual
yeah.
self-care.
And isn't that what our flesh wants to always wants to focus on itself, right? And the hard work is the spiritual self-care and the inward, because I mean the Bible's so clear that you know, in 1 Peter or 2 Peter, it talks about that women's beauty should come from the inside, not the outside. And but it's so easy to focus on the inside, like I or the outside. And I see so many people, like when you see somebody who is spiritually alive and they just radiate Jesus. It doesn't matter what they look like on the outside because they're just beautiful. Like you just want to be around those
They're
people because
enjoyable.
they're
What
enjoyable.
it?
There's something winsome about them.
Yeah, and
And
refreshing.
yes, just
What is
refreshing. They're like fun to be around. They're li there's life in them, I guess.
Right. What is that verse that's what's in the heart will come out of the mouth? Love that verse so much. And I think like if sometimes we just stopped and listened to what we were saying and listened to what the words that we're speaking and really tune into like okay, what am I feeling about this? And I'm saying walking by your feelings. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how
No.
you explain it, how they're idiot lights on the dashboard. And
Yeah.
so if I'm feeling a certain way about something that just isn't right, like
Yeah.
tune into that. And I think where we fall short in the church so much is that we are blind to our own sin half the time. And we don't pay attention to where the Holy Spirit is really trying to show us something or convict us of something. And what I think is so important, and this has been, when I started walking with Jesus, like really, really walking with him. One of the prayers that I pray regularly is like, Lord, reveal to me anything in my heart that is not of you. I don't
Right.
want anything that is not of you in me.
Right.
And, to reveal those hidden deeds of darkness, to, I don't know, bring them all to surface and make it crystal clear so that I can work through anything that I might be holding on to that I don't see. And this has happened so many times where, and as soon as I pray this prayer, I'm telling you, he will reveal it every time. But you have to pay attention. You have
Yeah.
to tune into the Holy Spirit and you have to heed those convictions. And so, like, for example, because this recently just came up, the other day I had called you and I was talking to you about something and it was bringing up these feelings that I had been feeling for a while. And it was really bugging me. I'm like, Ma, why do I have these feelings? And I had a feeling I knew what it was. I actually, no, I knew what you were going to say, let's be honest. But there was something specific about it, right? So I had told you exactly what it was. You're like, Oh yeah, let me tell you about that because you had walked through it too.
Because
Apples
I
don't fall
dealt with
far from
it,
the
right?
tree. So it was like, you know, taking those feelings of like, oh, this is kind of icky and I don't know. I don't want it. I don't want this like inside of me. Like, get it out, get it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had told you, and you revealed to me exactly what it was, like to a T. It was very specific. And as soon as I prayed through that, like so much freedom came out of that. And I don't feel the way I did before. I don't feel that icky feeling. I don't, that it was like consuming my mind is what it was doing. And it was driving me crazy. And I couldn't be myself. I couldn't be the wife and the mother that I need to be and the friend that I need to be. So I think we need to really start focusing on ourselves. And another thing that I do pray that I think is important is, Lord, show me, reveal to me with complete clarity, where am I partnering with the world and not with the word?
Yeah.
That one is so powerful because, and I think it's so easy to start partnering with the world in certain things because we live here, but we're in the world and we're not of it. We don't fight like the world. We don't, you know, get ourselves deep into these worldly problems. We have a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
And so everything that we do and say and all of it needs to come through a biblical worldview. So we need to pause and say, okay, Lord, again, reveal to me where am I partnering with the world? And really like look out for that. Like the Lord will reveal that to you. And then we need to take that before the Lord. And we need to look into the word and see what he has to say about that. And maybe change, you know, where we've gone astray in our thinking.
Yeah.
And get back on track.
But whoo-wee, Brett, that takes like intentionality and work.
Yes.
And I feel like we just don't want to, I mean, do we even really care that sin is an offense against the holy God? Do we even care? And, you know, to have that kind of introspection into what's going on and really heed those idiot lights on the dashboard, like I call them our feelings. You know, I mean, it's so easy to just gloss over it and go on and either live in the familiar because, it, like you just said, like it changes everything when we deal with our sin issues and look at those things that are inside of us that are maybe standing behind or standing between us and God. But I mean, that takes work and it takes time and it takes intentionality. Yeah. And we've got to, it takes spending time with God. It takes asking him those hard questions. And then it takes being willing to hear the hard answers. Because I remember, I mean, I'm so grateful that we have the relationship that we do, that I can say those things or that you even call me to talk about those things. Because 5 years ago, that would have never happened. But just been the work of God in both of our lives. But yeah. You know, I know like for me, there are times when I call Patty and it's almost like, you know, I know this is going to hurt, Lord, but I got to call because the enemy blinds us to our own sin. We don't always see our own sin. And like, I can sit here and I can go, well, I see this, this, and this, but there's always that one thing that wraps it all together that ties it in a bow. And I go, okay, and that's where the freedom usually is. But we don't usually see that ourselves. And so, you know, to call somebody and say, this is what I'm wrestling with, or just to download or whatever, and to have somebody in your life that can go, you know, I think that's whatever in your life. Yeah. Maybe it's a fear issue or a lust issue or whatever. But, it, you know, it's the, do I want to be well on the inside? That's what it comes down to. And here's how that translates. So think about that. Like, if I had not walked through my stuff, you know, my sin issues, which, I mean, I'm still working through them. We don't ever arrive this side of heaven. But think about how the impact that's had on you as my daughter. Right. So there's like this legacy thing that you're leaving. And like the freer I am, the freer my children become.
Right. And think about it in the reverse effect. What if you had never worked on those things? Like, you have to remember that your sin has a ripple effect to everyone around you. Like, even the smallest things that you don't think will affect people, like, it affects people. You have to, and I think also with what you were just saying, what's really important to highlight, and the key to what you and I were just saying is, I called you. You called Aunt Patty. Like, we sought other people in the body of Christ to help us work through these things. And I think that's also where we miss the mark, is that we don't lean into our sisters in Christ. We don't even want to hear it half the time, I don't think. And that goes back to what you said. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to change? Like, do you want to be more like Christ? Do you want to be set free? And I think that takes a certain level of humility. It really does, to go, okay, I recognize this is an issue. I need to talk to somebody about it. And I need someone that will shed light on this and will call me out here. Because the reality is I would much rather be humble and go to you and get this like away from me and then be closer to Christ. Because again, that stands between us and God when we have those sin issues in our lives, and it affects those around us. And so to be better, to do better, to be more like him, to be closer with him, we've got to get rid of all of that.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because I was just going to say, I think what stands in the way of us being able to genuinely do some introspection and really work through stuff is humility, but the pride stands in the way. And yeah, the pride looks like this. Well, I'm okay. I'm not that bad. I'm not as bad mm-hmm. as, well, that's what the Pharisees said. Well, I'm not like that mm-hmm. sinner, you know? And so then we become that, we have that Pharisaic spirit about us where,
yeah,
okay, I go to church, I'm reading the, and we can even, I'm reading the Bible and I'm praying, so I'm all good. And no, that's not true. We can read the Bible and pray, but it should be making a change. And I'm not saying we should go looking and digging around. We call it navel gazing. You know, my nose stuck in my navel all the time, constantly looking for sin issues in my life. But what I'm saying is like what you said, there's something tripping me up here. There's something that's not right. And I'm going to go and I'm going to figure this out. Lord, direct me in this. Make this clear to me. And, you know, the other thing is that we are created for community. This is what community is about. It says in the Bible, confess your sins to one another. Why? So that we might be healed. Right. And I think there's so much healing that doesn't happen because, number one, we don't confess our sins to one another and we don't allow ourselves to feel it. You know, we just go bebopping through life. But that leads me to the other point that I want to talk about with this, is that distraction, man. There's so much distraction in the world today. And it's so easy to not focus on God. It's so easy not to focus on the self-care that I need, the inward cleansing that needs to happen, the sanctification that needs to happen, because I'm either focused on my kids or I'm focused on other people's issues, right? I'm always pointing the finger. And we can't do that. I think I said it before, it made you laugh. I remember we call it's like Mr. and Mrs. Loggers, right? We got the logs in our eye and we're like shifting our focus everywhere else and we're knocking people out because we got logs in our eyes.
I see it all the time and I got a duck and I'm like whack. Like, sometimes I get whacked in the head with people's logs and it hurts.
Right. You need to deal with your own logs so that you can see the speck in somebody else's eye. And I think that is the problem. Like, we don't do enough log removal in our own personal lives, right? I mean, I'm just a visual person. And I think there's, we need to just sit still with God. One of the things I talked about this morning in the Zoom room is, you know, the verse that says, be still and know that I am God.
I just read that this morning.
Well, we just talked about it in the Zoom room this morning. And I'm like, we live in a culture that has no idea how to be still. We live in a church culture that has no idea how to be still because we're so busy like serving, right? Or doing, and we're not sitting still enough. You're not going to hear the Holy Spirit in your life if you don't sit still so you can hear him. And we need to be still. The only way that we're going to be able to do our own self-care, I mean, think about it. Think about this. Okay. People go and do fleshly self-care all the time, right? What are they doing? They're sitting at the spa. They're sitting getting their nails done. They're sitting blah, blah, blah. Fill in the blanks. I'm sitting in the hot tub. I don't know. Whatever you do for your self-care, your flesh self-care. You're sitting. You're sitting still. Like, it requires the same thing as a Jesus mom. You gotta sit still, but you gotta sit still with God. And I don't I mean, I get it. Like, I'm the same. I'm like, I don't like to sit still. I don't like it to be quiet.
Right.
Nobody likes quiet anymore. You
Yeah,
know?
it's intentionality though. You have to discipline yourself and you have to just do it.
Well, and I think that the dividing line in all of this is you need to understand your flesh wants to be stroked. And so your flesh is what you're fighting when you're trying to be still and do that inward cleansing that needs to happen. And we really need to do that on a daily basis. Lord, where am I? What do I need to deal with here? He might say, oh, you're good. You're good today. You did a pretty good job today. I mean, I'm not perfect, right? You did a pretty good job today, you know, or God's going, he's pushing that button, right? The button's getting pushed. And I remember one of my pastors, Pastor John, used to say to us, you know, that we get our buttons pushed and we should be buttonless. You know, so when your button gets pushed, it's time to step back.
The trigger.
And go,
it's like what we were talking about the other day in Zoom. It's the trigger. It's the button. If it's triggering you, that's a problem.
But see, the problem is in our culture today, we're not allowed to, like, people, you might do something that triggers somebody innocently, and we're the ones that are supposed to change, not the person that's being triggered. The person that's being triggered is the person that needs to do the introspection. The person that needs to go, why am I being triggered? We should be triggerless.
We should not be offended by everything.
Exactly. But that takes time. That takes, like, okay, my button's getting pushed here, because that's what would happen. And I remember like Patty saying to me, like, why is your button getting pushed?
Yeah.
You know, why is that pushing your buttons? And so as we as moms begin to take that and look at that, and deal with our own triggers, deal with our own buttons, and not expect everybody else to be responsible to make sure I don't get triggered. That's not reality.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. People are trying to make that reality, and you cannot do that. And so much of it's because we've gotten so far away from the truth that, you know, it's the whole thing. But until I begin to deal with my triggers and deal with whatever buttons I'm pushing and get before the Lord and go, you know what, Lord, I need to confess that. I'm being jealous. Yeah. I'm being envious. I'm being boastful. I'm being proud. I'm being fill in the blank, right? I need to deal with this so I'm not triggered every time this thing happens. You shouldn't be. Right. And so I'm going to put a link here in the show notes. I have a freebie over on the website. It's called Glossary for Identifying Sin Areas. And basically it's not exhaustive. So there's things on there that, you know, I don't have all the things, but basically what it does is it lists the sin on one side and then it lists the symptoms of that sin. What does that look like? How does that play out in your life? And it's so good for identifying what I want to call, because see, when you can name the sin you're dealing with and you start praying and hitting that bullseye, that's where you're going to find freedom.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's so good. And that's what happened with you. Yeah. I mean, honestly, when the words came out of my mouth, I felt like you instantly had freedom in that. Like you were instantly.
I knew
like,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you knew. You know why? Because the truth sets us free. And that's what the word says. The truth sets us free. And then you went in your prayer closet and you're like, prayer. And now you're like a different person because of it. That is self-care, my friends. That is Jesus mom self-care. So there you go. There you go. Yeah. So you want to pray for us today?
Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this time together. Lord, I just pray for each and every listener, Lord, that you would just reveal to us with complete clarity where we might be partnering with the world, and Lord, any sin that is in our hearts, Lord, bring it to the surface. Reveal any hidden deeds of darkness. And I pray that, Lord, each and every listener would heed those convictions, would follow you in that, Lord, and that they would choose to turn from any sin that they might have, that we would be intentional with our time with you, and that we would choose to stand firmly on the truth of your word no matter what. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.